From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States and China have both formalized their ratification of the Paris Climate Agreement. It's a key step to the world's two biggest polluters that aims to help bring the climate change accord into force this year. U.S. President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced the deal during a meeting in Hangzhou, which is hosting this year's G20 summit. Mr. Obama said the two nations have a responsibility to reduce carbon emissions.
We have a saying in America that you need to put your money where your mouth is. And when it comes to combating climate change, that's what we're doing, both the United States and China. We're leading by example. As the world's two largest economies and two largest emitters, our entrance into this agreement continues the momentum of Paris and should give the rest of the world confidence.
Mr. Xi said he hoped the announcement would benefit everyone. For the Paris Agreement to go into effect, at least 55 countries, or those accounting for 55% of greenhouse gas emissions, need to ratify the accord. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said at a predominantly black, or spoke, that is, at a predominantly black church in Detroit on Saturday. Trump told members of Great Faith International Ministries that they have a role to play in the country's future.
There is perhaps no action our leaders can take that would do more to heal our country and support our people than to provide a greater platform to the black churches and churchgoers.
Many minority voters have found Trump's description of their lives to be condescending, with African-American community leaders dismissing Trump's message. This is VOA News. A 5.6 magnitude earthquake hit the midwestern state of Oklahoma Saturday morning and was felt through a large part of the United States. No injuries have been reported, but local news reports say residents of Oklahoma City, the state's capital, did report some damage. Sharon Richenberger is an Oklahoma resident.
It was the amount of time that it lasted. You know, it started out slow and it just kept going. And it, you know, it rattled everything.
The U.S. Geological Survey said the likelihood of casualties or vast damage is low. The epicenter of the quake was about 14 kilometers northwest of Pawnee, Oklahoma. But tremors were reportedly felt throughout the central United States, as far away as St. Louis, Missouri, and Des Moines, Iowa. Meanwhile, the former Hurricane Hermine has been downgraded to a subtropical cyclone, but is expected to strengthen as it moves over warmer water. The National Hurricane Center says Hermine is expected to soak the east coast of the United States with rain and damaging winds. Midday Saturday, the Tropical Storm Center was located just off of North Carolina's Outer Banks with top winds of 112 kilometers per hour. Pope Francis has called on Catholics to imitate the example of people like Mother Teresa, who will be made a saint on Sunday. Francis told those gathered in Rome that Mother Teresa represents a role model for all to follow. He said this testimony of mercy of our times joins the vast array of men and women who, in their holiness of life, have made the love of Christ visible. Hundreds of thousands are expected to crowd into St. Peter's Square Sunday for the canonization of Mother Teresa, who spent her life caring for the sick and destitute in India. Turkish tanks and armored personnel carriers crossed into Syria Saturday west of a frontier town seized from the Islamic State group last week. The move marks a new phase of what's called Operation Euphrates Shield, which is aimed at the sealing off of the last stretch of border controlled by Islamic State group fighters. Hundreds of residents of Davao City in the Philippines attended a memorial mass Saturday for the victims of an explosion at a night market. The attack in the southern hometown of President Rodrigo Duterte killed at least 14 people. The blast is believed to have been the work of Abu Sayyaf extremists. Duterte has declared a nationwide state of lawlessness, but insisted that his declaration did not amount to an imposition of martial law. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.